100 days on the place, yeah, man. It's a kick it, you know. That's right.
Yeah, me rolling and rock it to the beat, and me love the sound.
Oh, Chess, you can mess with the sound. Better grab your girl, your posse, and gather round.
Yeah, me rolling and bobbing and going like a mad man. Oh, the man got the sweet day off and 19 no long, so me say.
Hey, 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 it's Digital Sista, and I am fresh from my interview with music industry legend and super agent, Mr. Jerry Heller. He was on the show, my show, Demystifying Nonprofits, on www.globaltalkradio.com. He was on my show just before I did the podcast, and he was talking about his new book, Ruthless, a memoir. Now, this is an absolutely great book, and I would encourage everyone who is interested in the music industry, or you're just someone who just wants to read a very fascinating book by someone who is a true insider, who really lived it. This book, Ruthless, a Memoir by Jerry Heller, is the book for you. He talks about his days as an agent in the 60s and 70s, and he brought such great artists to our attention. Elton John, Van Morrison, Bruce Springsteen, on and on and on. Ike and Tina Turner. But I think what the book is really about, which talks about a very unlikely relationship that really worked, and talking about his business relationship with Eric Wright, known as Eazy-E, who unfortunately passed away back in 1996, I believe it was. And, you know, just sad that he left us way too early. But in any event, his book really chronicles that relationship and how he discovered these new young talents who hadn't made a name in gangster rap just yet. And I'm talking about Andre Young, Dr. Dre, O'Shea Jackson, Ice Cube, and Eazy-E, Eric Wright. These were the three dreamers who made up N.W.A. and pioneered the whole gangster rap scene. And through meeting Eazy, Jerry brought the likes of Snoop Dogg. I mean, all the people that we know about and love today came about because of the relationship between Jerry Heller and Eazy-E. So the hardcover book is just $25, and the paperback is going to be out in a couple of months. That'll just be about $15. But I really, really recommend that you purchase this book, Ruthless, a Memoir by Jerry Heller. You can get it on Amazon, Borders, and any of the big bookstores. But it's a great book. My book is just marked up like it's a textbook. I mean, that's how interesting and good the book is. So, you know, get the book and read it and enjoy it and hear the truth from a man who has great integrity and a man who's really telling you the truth about what really happened back in the Ruthless days. It was a great interview, and it was just a pleasure to really talk to him. Another thing that I did recently, which I did last Friday, was I completed my first interview for the podcast, and I did that with Mr. Jay Rush, who is an up-and-coming singer who is going to be on BET's TV show 106 in Park on tomorrow, as a matter of fact, on the 31st. And as I'm learning how to do the technology and upload to the podcast, it's going to take me a couple of days. I probably won't get to it until after I return from Africa. But in any event, I will be posting my first interview in a couple of weeks. What you may not know is that Jay Rush is the brother of rapper Life Jennings. So I have to thank Felana Marie Bowles, who has supported me with the podcast and encouraged me, and who brought this first interview of Mr. Jay Rush to me. So I really want to give Felana a really, really big shout out and thank you for that, and to be patient with me as I learn how to add interviews to the podcast. I'm growing in my technology knowledge too, so I appreciate the patience, and I appreciate you just, you know, growing with me. Check this out. Last week, I got 246 downloads just from Kansas in the Newtown area. Now, how cool is that? I mean, I've had those great opportunities to be most active podcast twice and getting downloads all over the world, but getting 246 downloads from one location was pretty fascinating. And I have to say, I get a number of downloads in the Denver area too. You know, I've gotten 70, 50, 60 downloads in that area, but 246, that is a record. So I want to thank my listeners in Kansas for tuning in and passing the podcast around and sharing the information that I provide to you. So thanks so much for that. I'm just really, really thrilled about that. Well, I made Who's Who in Black Cleveland, the 2007 edition, and it was very exciting to me and really quite an honor, because what it says to me is that the types of innovative things that I'm doing are being recognized and people are taking notice, and to be included in such a great publication, I think, is very wonderful. And that's just going to have more and more people, I think, tuning in and learning more about the talk show Demystifying Nonprofits and the podcast Digital Sister. So that was extremely, extremely exciting to me. Now, check this out. I just saw something in the news that the police are going to reunite, at the Grammys. And this is after some 23 years after they broke up, apparently from some internal squabbling. And it seems as though Sting left and really became the more successful solo artist of the group. But in any event, they're going to reunite, and I think that's going to be really, really interesting, because they put out some really good music. And I'm wondering, you know, after having my conversation with Jerry Heller, how they will bring this music to the marketplace, because it's very different now than when they, the Police, were really reigning supreme on the charts some 23 years ago. As Jerry Heller said, we're down to about four or five major record companies, and you know, I'm just kind of wondering who will pick up the music and who, you know, where will it be released. And I'm guessing it probably will be released on perhaps a smaller label. But, you know, that remains to be seen. But I think it's great that they are reuniting and coming back together. So we look forward to hearing some good music from them and reliving some of the good memories of past songs that they did, you know, back in the 80s. Now, remember, I've been giving you tips about things you should look out for, you know, how to tell if people are lying, you know, things like that. Well, I came across something that talks about how to be a stealth job hunter, because you don't want people knowing what you're doing until you get that new job. And as I said with the other tips that I gave you in previous podcasts, it's a new year, and you might be thinking about changes and wanting to do some different things. So one of the things you want to think about is first assess your risk. If you're working on a contract basis, you know, start putting it out there before your contract is up that you'd like to do some more work. But of course, be discreet, but be professional. But let people know that you're interested in staying on. Be careful where you send or post your resume, because most of the times companies will be very discreet, but sometimes if they get into the wrong hands, it may not be the place where you want it to be. And so you don't want to jinx anything before you get that new position. So just be careful about posting things on the internet and all of that until you are absolutely sure that you have the position, because everybody's checking. Employers are checking because they're trying to see if they have any employees who are trying to jump ship. Okay? And don't you be the one that gets caught. Choose your confidants carefully. Make sure that you tell people to be discreet about what you're telling them, because you don't want to tell the wrong person and suddenly the whole company where you're presently at knows that you're looking for a job, and that's going to cause you problems. So, you know, be very careful about who you share a lot of information with. Tone down your networking. And again, you know, be subtle about the fact, everybody knows that you're networking, but be subtle about how you ask for things, because people get turned off when you're at events and things like that, and that's all you're talking about. You know, have some other conversation too while you're networking, but make sure you do it in a way that's going to encourage people to want to contact you, because what you don't want to do is turn them off during that whole networking experience. Okay? Most importantly, do your search at home. I know how tempting it is to get on the internet and to search and look for things at work. But remember, most companies, particularly the larger companies, can read your emails. They can tap into and see what you're doing. And if you're talking too much at work and other coworkers get wind of what you're doing, you can rest assured that they're going to drop the dime on you. So, you know, you'll want to be careful. Do as much as you can at the house, so that you won't have your supervisors, you know, looking at your computer and reading your emails and then calling you into the office and then escorting you out with the security. So be very careful about the search. Do it at home. Now, ask your potential employers to keep your secret. Ask them not to tell. Ask them to be discreet. Usually they are, but sometimes something falls through the cracks, and you don't want that to happen during your job search, okay? So, again, ask people to be secret and keep your secret for you. Stay focused on your current job. Now, it's real easy when you start looking for something else to let your present responsibilities go down the toilet. Don't do that, because that's going to be a red flag to people to say you're not really paying attention and perhaps you're looking for another position. So stay very focused. Do your job, you know, meet the deadlines. Do whatever it is you have to do to make it look like you're happy in that position and that you're going to be in that position till you die, okay? They don't have to know that that's not the case, but at least project that it is. Now, the next time, start networking before you want to leave. Don't just wait, you know, when you're ready to go. If you feel that this is a change that's going to come up, then start a little bit earlier so that you don't cause yourself problems or jam yourself up during the interview process. It's very important to take your time and to do things the right way. I cannot stress that enough. Okay? Well, I think this is going to be a fairly short podcast tonight because I have to, you know, leave and start packing and get ready for all of that. But yes, the day has actually come. I'm actually leaving for Africa on Thursday, February 1st, and I will be back after February 13th. So I'm going to not be doing any podcasts for the next 2 weeks. So I just encourage you, you know, tune into some of the older ones that you haven't had a chance to listen to. And when I come back, I'm going to have some great information and great stories about my travels and my journey across the ocean. I'm talking about 20 hours later. Of 20 hours of being in the air, at least, and just talk about, you know, what I saw and what the experience was like and just the whole experience of going there. As I've been talking about before leaving, it's been an experience just preparing to go there, getting the shots, taking typhoid vaccine, got to start on the malaria pills in a day or two, just, you know, getting everything you need, you know, just the whole process of preparing the passports, the visas, all of that stuff. So it's been quite an adventure just preparing, but you know, the day is finally here. So I will be back with you after February 13th, and I will have just some information just to share with you to talk about what it was like to go on such a fabulous, fabulous trip. So in any event, I want you all to take care of yourselves, continue to listen to Digital Sister and to pass it around, and to help it continue to grow and to make some great headway in this whole podcast arena. So thank you for listening. And remember, I'm going to be away from you for about 2 weeks, and I accept and take all prayers and blessings and all of that to make sure that everything will be fine, I have a safe trip, and that I will come back and share some great information with you. So again, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back with you in about 2.5 weeks. Digital Sister, signing out. Have a great week.
You can't mess with